And what if I have a motor disability? 7 out of 10. We've started adopting a regular approach to evaluating games, since it's most helpful to you. And for people with motor impairments, we always begin with the control scheme. Firstly, there are two ways of navigating the menus: the analog stick commands, best suited to a mouse on PC, or directional buttons on the controller, D-pad. Players can navigate the menu screens in the way that suits them. In Assassin's Creed Mirage, you have the same advancements in accessibility as the previous games. This includes settings to fully remap the controls based on the gameplay category, all navigation, gameplay, or combat actions. As we know, this type of game uses every button, so it can be tricky to pick out the most important ones. In this case, the rich variety of gameplay involves 39 different actions. On console, we only have 16 buttons available, so there has to be some overlap with multiple actions per button. And to separate them, we often perform one action by pressing a button once, and a different action by holding down the same button. This causes a problem for those who find holding buttons for a long time tiring or painful. It's okay if you can remap the actions, but in Mirage, you can't do them all. To loot chests, open doors, or dismount, for example, you have no choice but to perform a long press. The same goes for the free run action to climb obstacles while sprinting. You have to keep the A button held down, testing on Xbox. And there is no toggle on slash off mode. You can sprint automatically, click the thumbstick, but you can't jump obstacles automatically. You must hold A and they are everywhere. In constant use during the game, there is a risk of fatigue. In order to reduce it, you can disable the controller vibration. There is no simplified preset control scheme. You have to take the time to remap the actions one by one. You can do this as needed during the course of the game. Incidentally, the same applies to every setting, because there are no preset control schemes like in Far Cry 6. In the live test, Ivor, Amelitha, and Sasuke each shared their difficulties with using the shoulder buttons, especially R1. While Ivor could reconfigure the input to a contact switch on the Xbox Adaptive Controller, our other two gamers had problems. As for the analog sticks, you can adjust the sensitivity by 15 degrees to fine-tune them. You can also swap them if you prefer to have movement, which is needed more often, on the right stick. The combat system in Assassin's Creed Mirage is built on the same one that has been in place since Origins. This time, there is more of an accent on positioning. The ability to lock on the camera, click the right thumbstick, means you don't have to manage both analog sticks at the same time. Certain enemies, such as guards equipped with shields, can only be hit from behind. As such, Basim's positioning remains important. In addition, you must be able to react quickly. The gameplay features a perfect parry system. In other words, you must parry at the exact moment the enemy attacks you. This triggers effects, for example, in weapons that restore your health if you execute a perfect parry. Also, enemies sometimes have attacks that you can't parry. In combat, when the enemy attacks, they flash yellow if their attack can be parried, and red if their attack can't be parried. You have to adapt and parry the first type of attack and dodge the other. And seeing as the information is displayed at the last second, this can lead to problems. If you don't want to rely on your reflexes, you should always dodge, and sacrifice the bonuses for perfect parries. Another important aspect is button mashing. Fighting games often require you to chain attacks together, especially in cases like this where you face multiple enemies at once. But Mirage leans heavily on stealth gameplay, meaning combat is more often avoidable compared to other Assassin's Creed titles. In game, the interactions with objects are quite easy to control. A button prompt is displayed on screen when you approach them, and you can interact with objects without having to be right in front of them. As mentioned, Assassin's Creed Mirage refocuses on stealing stealthily. But the problem is how you do it. To pickpocket, you need to activate Eagle Vision to highlight passersby who are carrying a purse. Then, stand near them and press the interact button, Y on Xbox. This triggers the pickpocketing event, the appearance of a big diamond that rapidly shrinks in size. When it reaches the small blue diamond in the center, you must press Y again. The blue area varies in size depending on the type of passerby. It means you need to anticipate the speed of the diamond's movement in order to hit the button at the right time. And that showing fast reflexes and anticipation is extremely hard, whether for motor or cognitive reasons. The tests conducted by our team prove it. Fortunately, one setting allows players to avoid these quick time events and succeed at pickpocketing automatically. This was greatly appreciated by the team, especially when stealing was necessary to advance the story. Combined with difficulty settings and aim assist, including full assist for ranged attacks, we're able to conclude that Assassin's Creed Mirage features good motor accessibility.